Well, as you went from that area back and forth all the time, we don't have much information on the people who ran the roadhouses. Now, of course, we know Riley there at Central and stayed, but was Cassiar in operation when you were going through?
No, there was no Cassiar on the Steese Highway during my time.
Were Frank and Graciela were at Cassiar at one time? Did they stop the operation when they moved to Miller House? Do you remember?
Yes, they did. They stopped the roadhouse. By that time, there was not enough business to warrant them being there the year round. See, Cassiar was right down on the Chattanooga River.
Right. We see it on a bench over there from the Steese now.
Yes.
Or what's left of it, rather.
Yes.
Now, was Bell Creek Roadhouse in operation?
Yes, Bell Creek was operating. That actually belonged to Johnny Palm.
Oh.
When I say belonged, there was no value. It just that he maintained it because he needed a place for an overnight stop.
About at that area, yeah.
In the wintertime, we use horses a great deal to carry the mail. And we had a little Swede from Chattanooga. His name was Nelson. He was our main mail carrier.
A little bit later, I'll show you some pictures, and maybe he's in there.
Probably.
With using the horses. Was that about a day's run from Chattanooga to Bell Creek?
That was half a day.
Mm-hmm.
See, you couldn't get out early in the morning, and then conditions were such that if you went beyond Bell Creek, then you'd have to go clear to Faith Creek.
Faith Creek was still operating.
Yes, Faith Creek was operating. That was 70 miles, you see. Almost 30 miles, and that's long ways. 70 miles is a long ways for a horse and double-ender, you know.
Right.